Laura Nekuchea, the Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy, a group that advocates for children, has concerns about lawmakers' discussions of adding special work requirements to Idaho's version of Medicaid. Nekuchea, who calls such restrictions red tape, says the administration of similar requirements in Kentucky have cost that state $167 million in the last 6 months. She says such work requirements could unfairly disadvantage many, like seasonal workers.
So a construction worker who sees his hours fluctuate throughout the year could then have his health care taken away. A parent who decides to homeschool a child to meet that child's educational needs, you know, would have no hours to report, even though their time is occupied all day long.
Advocates say they were happy to hear that Governor Little is calling for the legislature to allocate the state's portion of the budget for the expansion in the GEM state. The first-year cost is estimated at $10.8 million to cover 62,000 Idahoans without current access to health care. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.